The 2013 edition of the Microsoft Management Summit is right around the corner, and everyone here in Redmond is getting excited about the big trip to Las Vegas. Thank you for joining us for episode 2 of the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. Today, we're going to look ahead to MMS and Brad's keynote first thing Monday morning, and time permitting, we may even have a panel discussion about our favorite buffets there in Vegas. All this and more on this week's edition of the In the Cloud podcast. So Brad, it's Friday. We're going to be in Las Vegas Monday morning for your keynote at the Microsoft Management Summit. And I know that a lot of people in Redmond are getting ready to airlift down there en masse. We're going to meet several thousand of our favorite customers and partners. And this is a big event for us. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, looking forward. MMS is just, it's just like one of the highlights of the year.
So as we get ready for this big event and get ready for our talk today about it, let's get personal again. Let's talk about some favorite things. So
Okay. You've
been all over the world multiple times. So I can't imagine what your frequent flyer miles look like. What is your favorite city, domestic or international? What's your favorite city to go to for a conference?
Ooh, my favorite city to go to for a conference. Well, I think 99% of the conferences I've attended have been in Las Vegas. You know, and as sick as this may sound, there's so many things to do in Las Vegas. It's just fun.
It's funny. There are so many conferences there about technology that you almost start thinking of Las Vegas as a tech town, even though they're just really hosting the technology.
Yeah, you know, that's not the answer I think that I would have projected would have come to my mind, but I have a good time there.
It is a fun place to visit. And how about this? How about when we're out on these conferences, there's a lot of get-togethers, there's a lot of team dinners, team lunches. What are some of your favorite restaurants that you've hit around the world?
There's a ton of good steakhouses in Vegas. Like, I love going to SW. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great steakhouse. And I got to tell you, we picked up my oldest daughter spent the month of July last year working in a leper colony in India, and we went and picked her up and spent some time traveling India. And there's a restaurant in Delhi called Bukhara that had, I'll tell you, the most amazing Indian food I have ever had in my life. That'd probably be the top of my list.
Really? And that's in Delhi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with MMS in mind, had you have any superstitions or rituals you have before you go out on stage, before a keynote? You've done a lot of them. You're in the zone. What are you thinking?
You know, I actually don't have any superstition. I think what I would actually kind of chuckle about is I think I drive the entire team that's down there kind of making sure things are going to go smoothly nuts because I don't rehearse.
Aha. So you're super familiar with the material. So are you just kind of working off of bullets then while you're up there?
No, there's not even bullets. I don't have notes. I don't rehearse. And so the night before, you know, historically, most individuals will go through and do an entire walk through the keynote. I never do a rehearsal before I go in.
You're at a steakhouse.
That's right.
So how about the last one then? So with all this traveling, you've had to sit through a lot of in-flight films. You got a couple favorite movies?
You know, I've always said that my favorite movie is The Matrix. I got to tell you, that first time I saw that just completely blew me away. And the fact that it has to do with technology again is also a lot of fun.
Even better, yeah.
But I'll tell you, maybe one of the funniest things I ever remember in terms of a movie in flight is watching a movie like The Other Guys.
Okay.
Just coming home from vacation one time.
Right.
And, laughing so hard, I was asked to be quiet. So, yeah, that was a fun memory.
So hopefully that's one of the options then as everyone's traveling this weekend. So as we all are getting on planes Saturday or Sunday, what are you most excited about this coming week at MMS?
You know, for me, when I think about MMS, it's you know that feeling you have when you're like, you're coming home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling that for me MMS feels like. I've worked in this particular part of the industry for so long, you know, in infrastructure, in management, you know, my time at Microsoft, my time at Novell, and, you know, this is a set of individuals, of IT professionals that I just feel like the connection that I have and the time that I've spent in my career trying to help them and their businesses and progress their careers, it literally feels like I'm coming home to my family when I come to MMS.
Your point about the people who attend, I mean, MMS is a really technically sophisticated audience. I mean, they're right there on the front lines using this technology, really driving these trends that we're seeing that ripple throughout this industry. What is it about the people who attend MMS that make them so important to Microsoft?
Yeah, you know, so first and foremost, you know, we build technology to help organizations advance, to be competitive, to be differentiated. I mean, that's the whole reason why we do it right. But there's also a very, very personal part of this, I think, where individuals make bets, they make, you know, commitments to the business based upon the technology and the scenarios and innovation that we deliver. And we take that really seriously, that we feel that responsibility and that stewardship to deliver what we said we're going to deliver, when we said we're going to deliver it, at the quality level that it needs, because we know that organizations have based their futures and their businesses on our infrastructure. That's kind of the first thing I would say. The second thing that I think is just very unique about MMS is it is an event where you go sit down at breakfast, lunch, at dinner, and everybody that's sitting at the table is going to have a common interest, is going to be working on common types of things. And that's actually one of the biggest pieces of feedback that we get year over year is the concentration of people who are doing what I do, who care about what I care about. I can go and talk with anybody in that community and immediately establish this connection and have a kind of a high bandwidth conversation about advancing the business and technology. That's unique about this event.
So with that type of a community really kind of just dropped into this city for the course of those few days, and we're all going to be there at the Mandalay together, if this is the first time or one of the first times that someone is attending MMS, what are some things they should know? What are some things they should look for heading in?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple of highlights that we always kind of talk about and what always comes back in the feedback. You know, first of all, we'll do the very best that we can to set the tone and kind of make sure that the strategy is clear and what our point of view is clear and on the keynote. One thing I would really encourage people to do that is something new this year is immediately following the keynote in the auditorium, the individuals who actually set up the demos, there's six demos that we're going to do in the keynote, that actually set those up when we're on stage doing the demos, are actually going to do a teardown that says, here's the things that were in the demo, here's how we built it, here's the technologies, here's the scripts, here's the runbooks, here's the models. So literally a teardown of all the demos that we do, which I think is going to be very cool. We're also going to have those available through blogs and, you know, so that'd be a high, that's something new.
Yeah, that is pretty unique for a keynote of this kind of magnitude on this big a stage.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting the feedback on that. Another highlight that we hear is we have what we call the State of the Union. Okay, so there's like a State of the Union of System Center Configuration Manager. There's a State of the Union session on various of the products. Those are the most widely attended sessions of all the sessions, and I would encourage people to make sure that they get a chance to attend those, because then you get kind of an all-up view, and then go more specific in some of the areas. The hands-on labs. Hands-on labs, those are sell out at capacity, you know, far and away, people tell us the hands-on lab and the opportunity to go and actually experience, you know, the technology is good. And then that all is running on what we call the server aquarium, which is a private cloud that HP has built on premise. And so after every one of those hands-on labs every hour, we flatten all the VMs, we recreate them, and all that data is available. So you actually go take a look, go walk around that. But the entire infrastructure that all of MMS runs on, including those hands-on labs, and we tear down thousands and thousands and thousands of VMs every single day, runs on that server aquarium from Hewlett-Packard, obviously with the Microsoft Cloud OS running that. And then what I would say after that is take advantage of the community. As I mentioned, this is a very strong, very unique community. This, I think, is the world's premier training event at kind of that level 300, 400 kind of session. So take advantage of the community. Take advantage of the hundreds of Microsoft people that we have down there, you know, to get your questions answered and to just kind of understand what's happening.
Yeah, it's quite a collection of brain power one place at one time. Yeah. It's really exciting.
It's one of those things where, you know, the alumni, the people have been there year after year after year. It's just fun to walk down the hall high-fiving everybody.
Right. And how many years is this for you now? This is going to be quite a few now.
Well, so this is my tenth year at MMS.
We should have some special party for this.
And as far as keynote, I think it's my sixth as far as, you know, keynoting the event.
Wow. So speaking of this keynote, then, what can you tell us? And granted, we don't want to give away the whole surprise by any means, but what are some of the key themes that you've chosen to discuss in this keynote this year? We know there's going to be a big presence with those demos. There's going to be a lot of great information just coming strictly out of those and the people who build them. Considering the topics that you're going to be covering, what do you have in mind for us?
Yeah, so one thing that we've changed this year from previous years is, you know, I think as long as I can remember with MMS, we've had a day one, day two keynote, day one focused on like the data center, day two and the cloud, day two focused on what we're doing from an end user computing, consumerization kind of a theme. We've actually combined it into one keynote that's just a little bit longer. And you know, no surprise here, we're going to talk about what we're doing from a cloud computing, private, hybrid, public. Then the second half, we'll talk about what we're doing on the end user computing side. I think there are a couple of as I sat down, I said, boy, what are the goals and what are the things that I'd like to accomplish and the things I'd like to convey? I think there's just a couple of things that I would point out. We're going to do we'll have a lot of conversation, and we'll have a lot of the demos that really demonstrate clearly the enterprise scale and the enterprise scenarios that we enable through the magic of software and the Microsoft Cloud OS.
Right.
Okay, so there's some fun things we're going to do there. We're going to talk about the innovations and our point of view in building fabrics, And what we're doing from a compute standpoint, software-defined networking, what we're doing from a storage and the innovation that we're driving in storage. Because, you know, you think about building out that fabric that drives your cloud. You're talking about building a fabric of compute, storage, and networking and doing that in a way that is continually taking your prices down, but more importantly, increasing your agility. So we're going to talk about our point of view and the innovations we're doing there. I think Microsoft is demonstrating a great deal of leadership in terms of the hybrid cloud and the way that we're able to help connect cloud, so connecting private and Azure, private and hosted. As we're going to have a lot of conversation about that, and almost every demo in one way or another has a hybrid kind of tone to it. And so I think, you know, individuals will walk away from that section of the keynote going, wow, enterprise scale, hybrid cloud computing, and the thought leadership that Microsoft has there, and then the innovations that we're doing that really enable you to have the agility and the ability to have that flexibility of moving your applications, your VMs, and having the compute, storage, and networking needs follow that. Those are three kind of the big areas and goals that I set out to kind of express and be able to communicate in the first half of the keynote. In the second half of the keynote, where we're going to be talking about the end user side and the kind of the consumerization of IT and the influx of devices, you know, I'm going to talk a lot about this view that I have of devices should be managed where they live. And what I mean by that is, if you think about these consumer devices, they're always on, they're always connected, and they were built to consume cloud services. I think they should be managed from the cloud.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about the innovation that we're doing in Intune that allow you to have your users and their devices get updates and policy anywhere in the world, because
That's
it's being delivered through the cloud.
Yeah.
But then we're going to talk about how we've connected that with Config Manager, and you now have this continuum of Config Manager through Intune. So we'll spend some time talking about that. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about, as you think about what your users want, they want to be able to use any PC, any device, and they want to have a consistent experience, and they want to be productive. Okay, so I'm going to spend time talking about what we're doing that enables that from PC to devices to have that consistent experience. And then finally, the thing that I think keeps most people awake at night in terms of corporate assurance is the data and the assets of the company secure? So let's talk a little bit about the innovations that we're doing that help you secure your data across all the different devices and PCs that the users are using. So that's really kind of the, if I were to kind of talk about the goals and the highlights, that's the things I would point out.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to see it on stage, and good luck on Monday.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thanks for coming, Brad. So this has been the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. If you want to see more information on the demos that he's talked about and a recap of this keynote and all the information that's shared there, including the videos that'll be displayed, check out the blog at aka.ms/InTheCloud, and also check it out on Twitter at InTheCloudMSFT. Thanks again for listening. This has been the In the Cloud podcast.